With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Got a few texts from about this morning. I'm very excited to read this text. It says, Migs, did you hear that the Kraken do have plans on having a mascot? Saw it on Como 4 News last night.
What?
Oh, I did. Oh, so they finally made an announcement.
Well, kind of. So, was it Molly Shen was doing a thing about like the merchandise and mainly focusing on a guy by the name of Jay Deutsch, who's part of the Kraken ownership, but he also owns an apparel company that is the official apparel company for the Kraken. Like they're the ones that print up the jerseys and the shirts and all that. So they were
very convenient.
Right. It's perfect. So they were talking to him at the Lair, which is the team shop at Climate Pledge Arena. And while Molly's talking to him in the report, she also brought up the mascot, and they got to the bottom of it. Check it out.
In jerseys, goalie Philip Grubauer remains the top seller, and it won't be long before one more team member is represented here.
The mascot's coming.
The mascot's coming. You're involved with that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What else can you tell me? Absolutely.
You're going to love it. Yeah. You're going to love him. You're going
to
love him.
The team hopes to reveal the mascot before the end of the year.
End of the year is just a month and some change away, man.
Yeah, it's close. Oh, that's I keep forgetting about. See, I was assuming end of the season, but end of the year, you're right, Steve. That's very soon.
I mean, I hope that they didn't mean end of the season, because I don't know if I could wait now. Now that you've told it, now you're dangling the carrot in front of us, BJ.
Maybe it'll be a Christmas present.
Will it be Cuddles the mascot?
Well,
I was cracking.
I don't like
that. What do we? So we said we wasn't going to be Phil anymore. What was the new name we were going to give him? If it wasn't
Elise?
Phil?
Oh yeah, Elise.
Elise the Kraken. Yeah, that would be. That
I
would
still
be
like Phil.
A lot of people are pushing for. Was it Davy Jones?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, from Pirates.
Yeah, with the big beard and stuff.
Oh really?
Because he's got the tentacly beard. Yeah, Squid beard.
All right.
Have you not seen that?
I haven't seen that. I mean, is it the Pirates of the Caribbean Davy Jones?
Yeah.
Look they're looking for. Yeah, I don't know.
If I'm okay with that, as long as then there's also like a fun, more kid-friendly mascot, like a buddy.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, I don't mind a badass-looking mascot, but you gotta have something that's kind of more cartoony as well.
You can make a cartoon version of him.
You know, you're absolutely right.
Give him big old cartoon eyes and, I don't know, do other cartoon things.
Yeah, I feel like Gritty with an octopus beard, basically.
Oh, is that you and Gritty, man? I mean, we should just get Gritty. You're just never going to be satisfied without Gritty.
You know, you're absolutely right. It's like how people aren't satisfied if we're not the Vegas Golden Knights with our record and our pregame entertainment. Like some people just, that's the standard. For me, Gritty's the standard when it comes to mascots.
What if they're really waiting for the gigantic, you know, Vegas-style entertainment to happen when the mascot comes? What if that's what they're waiting for?
They keep telling us that there's, like, these Easter eggs at the arena that, that are there, like, kind of giving, like, hints to different things that we haven't seen yet with the team and just the identity. So maybe, like, part of the over-the-top ice thing is to introduce the new mascot.
Because, I mean, look, I haven't been to any games, so I don't know. But I haven't heard anybody or seen any videos posted of some ridiculously over-the-top spectacle like we saw in the first at the Vegas Golden Knight in our first game. And I'm thinking, boy, those guys are getting away with murder, whoever the guys they hired that did the Vegas show, because they haven't had to work as hard unless something for the future, right?
I mean, I got to give them credit. Like, I know, like, I've heard interviews, and I've met Johnny Greco, who's part of it. Really nice guy. Like, awesome, awesome dude. Part of, like, the Vegas team that came here with, I think, a guy Bruford as well. And I think what they're doing more is they're kind of like each game has a different, like, vibe based on, like, what they want to, like, show some love to. Like, you know, they're trying to show a lot of love to Seattle history and things along those lines. So I wouldn't say that they're like it's definitely not Vegas what they're giving us, but I think they're trying to make it more unique to Seattle and not just trying to be another version of Vegas. And I kind of respect that. And I think each time things get a little bit more different. They're starting to use an ice projection on the ice for the opening as well. And I'm just curious to see what's going to happen with this mascot. And I hope it happens on December 3rd when I'm going to the game.
What you want, December 3rd to be all right.
Well, if it doesn't happen, then I'm going to be very sad.
And December 3rd is what? What's that day?
A Friday.
It's a Friday. Ooh, that
start the weekend, right?
Yeah, that would be a nice way to do it. Unless, of course, if they want to give a gift and they do some sort of holiday-themed thing closer to Christmas, maybe even on. I mean, do we play anywhere near the holidays? Like, I don't have a schedule in front of me to know exactly if we play on Christmas or not. But I wonder if that's the deal.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Let's see.
What do we got for a schedule there close to the holidays?
I mean, December 9th they're playing as well.
The 19th, the 21st, the 23rd is the closest one against the Flames.
Ah, that's it. The 23rd. That's at home.
Or do they wait
they're at Calgary.
Or do they wait for the 29th when they're taking on the Philadelphia Flyers and they bring out our mascot to beat the living crap out of Gritty?
Whoa. That's the call. I think you got something there because Gritty started it. We're going to finish it.
It's Gritty's last day on Earth.
Yeah, I like that.
Or what if he's the traitor and your dreams come true?
Oh, how crazy would that be?
And he comes out wearing the Flyers jersey and then sets it on fire and puts on the Kraken one?
Rev, I've said I've never been one to really experience tears of happiness except for the birth of my child. That's one of the first times where I truly experienced that.
How epic would that be if Gritty really did change sides?
I will cry like a little child.
Wow.
If Gritty becomes our mascot. That would be one of the greatest moments of my entire life.
That would be, what if they did? What if they just hired him and said, look, we're paying you some cash. Come on over.
Take him. We bleach it. We dye his hair. So now all of a sudden he's got blue hair.
Yeah. That's right. I'll go for it. If Gritty's our team colors, I'll take him.
Or what if it's just a blue version of Gritty and it's his long lost twin brother and that's when they show it?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. What do you call him? Grotty?
Grungy.
Yeah.
Grungy. Gritty and Grungy?
Gritty and Grungy.
Okay.
Wow.
The sibling rivalry right there.
I'm okay with this.
Let's just take a look at that name, though. Would you mind a mascot named Grungy?
1,000% yes.
I would love it. I would love it.
Okay.
As long as it's like a silly, like Philly fanatic, San Diego chicken, like something cartoony and ridiculous and silly, where he's wearing maybe like, the grunge attire from the 90s, the shorts with the long johns underneath it, the Doc Martens.
How cool would that be if it was
a flannel wrapped around his waist because that way he has his jersey on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, how about that? It's the Kraken. He's a Kraken, but he's dressed all like just how you said.
He's grungy.
Yeah, he's grungy, Kraken, but he's cut the flannel, all of that. Wow, that would be... Because I wonder how people, I don't know.
He comes out with a guitar, smashes it over the head of Gritty. Yes.
Oh, fair enough. I didn't realize that was happening, but all right, we'll take it.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.